Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. At all times, there have been people who fulfilled a providential role in history. And I believe that George H.W. Bush was one of those persons. Because he just died, and much has been said about his accomplishments, about his actions, about his conduct, about his decisions, some deemed to be controversial. But I like to focus on the one action he committed, which I believe was the most important one in the light of biblical prophecy. And that action, that course of conduct, had to do with his contribution towards German reunification. Deutsche Welle wrote on December 1. German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesman said, "We will never forget his contribution to our reunion. The late president was an ardent supporter of a unified Germany, as well as Western Europe, as the Cold War unraveled in the early 1990s. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev said, "Bush was present at a time of great change," adding that his leadership contributed to the end of the Cold War and nuclear arms race. Handelsblatt Global went even a few more steps further. They wrote on December 3, "The Germans are fondly remembering the elder Bush as an American of the old school, generous, optimistic, cautious, responsible. But above all, they remember him as a key to German reunification. When the Berlin Wall fell in 1989, the leaders of the other three Allied powers were far from thrilled to contemplate a reunited Germany in the middle of their continent again. It was Bush who, with Chancellor Helmut Kohl, leaned on Gorbachev, Mitterrand, and Thatcher to give their blessings." And when the memorial service took place this week, Angela Merkel was present, Prince Charles was present, the King and Queen of Jordan were present, also the former leader of Poland, Lech Walesa, was present, and of course all the former and present American presidents and their wives were present as well. Now, I have a book here, which is a German publication. It was published in 2014, and it is a biography of German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. Now, the book is controversial in that there are all kinds of lawsuits pending having to do with whether the author had the right to publish the interviews which he had received from Helmut Kohl. So you can't even get that book today, but I have it. I was able to get it when it came out. And here, Mr. Kohl, Chancellor Kohl, had this to say about President H.W. Bush. "He was knowledgeable, a real American patriot, a gentleman, and also a very faithful friend." And then he says, "For the Germans and for me, he was a stroke of luck." He also pointed out that his wife, Hannelore Kohl, and Barbara Bush were very close, had a very close friendship. He said they were one heart and one soul. Now, he also talked about his friendship and how it developed towards President Bush. And it had to do with a summit in 1988, in which Margaret Thatcher, who wasn't thrilled with German ambitions, gave a speech which Kohl actually felt was inappropriate. So he got up, and then he said in front of everyone, "Margaret, let's leave the chancellorship aside, and I'm going to talk to you now as Helmut Kohl." And then he went on to say that he lost his uncle in the war, and he lost his brother in the war. And he said, and after that, there was deadly silence. And then George Bush, who was at that time the vice president under Ronald Reagan, wrote something on a card and passed the card on to Helmut Kohl. And the card said, "Helmut, a very fine speech." And Helmut Kohl said, from that moment on, a friendship developed which lasted until death. Of course, Helmut Kohl died some time ago. Hannelore Kohl actually took her own life because she suffered from a very serious and incurable disease. And of course, then Barbara Bush also recently died, and now George Bush did. We remembered the role of President Bush in an update we published in November of 2009. And I'd like to just read to you, it's update 418, if you want to go to our website to find it there. We just want to give you a few excerpts from what we wrote then. The fall of the Berlin Wall and the unification of Germany were indeed inevitable and unstoppable. From a biblical perspective, we know that this is also true for the additional reason that without a unified Germany, Europe would and could not have united. But the Bible has prophesied the unification of Europe in our days thousands of years ago, and that the most important player within a unified Europe will be Germany. And then we also quoted from an article by the New York Times, dated November 9, 2009, saying this: Willy Brandt was uncomfortable with the idea. Günter Grass considered it an abomination, and Gerhard Schröder eventually voted against it. François Mitterrand resisted as long as he could, and Margaret Thatcher, in her fierce opposition, held out even further. From the day after the Berlin Wall fell, and for the next month or two, the prospect of reuniting Germany met with extensive rejection. In late summer 1990, reunification was virtually a done deal. It arrived in the next few weeks. In late summer 1990, reunification was happening, arriving with extraordinary speed and extraordinary acceptance. And then they said that George H.W. Bush expressed his pleasure with reunification. But things didn't quite develop in the way that both Bush and Kohl anticipated or hoped. Later, Helmut Kohl would say that Angela Merkel was destroying everything which he, Kohl, was trying to build. A book was written, Uniting Germany, Actions and Reactions. This was written by a history professor in Wisconsin. And I like to read a portion to you from it, taken from page 231. It says, German reunification would be accompanied by the Soviet exit not only from Eastern Germany, but from the lands located between the Germans and the Russians as well. German reunification would also be accompanied by an anticipated gradual American retreat from Germany and Europe. Thus, the actions of President George Bush on German unification could in the long term have results for America which were the opposite of his aim to retain a major American presence and role in Europe. Yet neither Bush nor Gorbachev may have had any realistic and viable alternative than to go along with the Germans. There was no mistaking it. Reunification did mean a major redivision of power in Europe. This was a fact. It meant the end of both American and Soviet domination of the continent. And that is exactly what we are seeing today. Now, this book was written in 1994. Since then, the events have accelerated with enormous, breathtaking speed. But as I said at the beginning of this program, there have always been persons who fulfilled a providential role. Both Helmut Kohl, who is called the German Chancellor of Reunification, and George Bush, who is called the American President of German Reunification, played that role. And their relationship, their chemistry, as Kohl put it, was quite remarkable and important for this particular aspect of history. And so we've had people like that in the past who fulfilled prophetic roles in the light of biblical prophecy. You can think of Charlemagne, how he reunited Europe at that time, Charles the Great, as he is called in other places, Otto the Great, Karl V, Napoleon. Yes, even people like Hitler and Mussolini fulfilled prophetic roles when they revived the old Roman Empire for the ninth time. And the Bible says there is a further final revival coming, the tenth revival of the ancient Roman Empire. And two people are specifically mentioned in that context. They are called the beast and the false prophet. The beast being a charismatic political military leader of German or Austrian descent. And then you have the false prophet, a religious figure. We don't know where he is coming from, what descent he is of, but they will have a close relationship, a close friendship. Not the way Kohl and Bush had it, but in a way that will endanger the people at that time when it comes, when it happens. And they will launch the world in terrible wars. First, a war between United Europe and the United States of America and Great Britain, and then another war with Russia. That's prophesied. That is prophesied. But even they are going to fulfill providential roles. I believe that Donald Trump is fulfilling a providential role right now insofar as building a third temple is concerned. Cyrus was inspired by God at the time to do so. I believe that Trump is being used in that regard as well. He is also fulfilling a providential role when it comes to the deteriorating relationship between Europe and the United States of America, something which has also been prophesied. I don't believe that anyone could have done a quote-unquote better job in that regard than Donald Trump has been. But you have to understand, God is in control, and he is directing events, and he will see to it that his plan is going to be carried out. And when it comes, again, back to George Bush and Helmut Kohl, I believe that they were raised for that very purpose of helping bringing about the unification of Germany, which was an absolute must in the light of biblical prophecy. Now, we have prepared a booklet, Germany in Prophecy. But this booklet is not only talking about the future of Germany, because the subtitle is The Mysterious Origin of German-Speaking Peoples and Their Prophetic Destiny. You need this booklet to understand what is prophesied for Germany, what is prophesied for Europe, and what is prophesied for the United States of America. And this booklet will open your eyes. So please ask for a free copy. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.